This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, I changed my mind. I don't want to talk about football. We'll talk about football in a bit. This has come up a couple of times on my TikTok page today, and enough people have asked me about it in my personal life that I think it's time for us to talk about it. Rob, what are the Savannah Bananas, and how did it get this popular? Now, I know what they are. Like, they are a traveling baseball team. It's akin to the Harlem Globetrotters. They're selling out football stadiums. Think about the things that are not football that are popular enough to sell out football stadiums. We're talking about Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, like, the most famous musicians in the world. I mean, there's no basketball team that could fill out a football stadium. I mean, there's really only one soccer player currently playing soccer in America that could fill out a football stadium. That's Messi. Like, there are not many things that can generate enough interest to fill a football stadium. How did this happen? How did it get so big? Because, I mean, not that long ago, I remember they were playing games at the T-Bone Stadium, the Monarchs Field. I remember I helped my friend get tickets to it. They're now doing multiple dates at the K. They're selling out the football stadium in Tennessee. They're selling out Death Valley and Clemson and getting 80,000 people to come watch a baseball game. How is this happening? How did it get so big? I've never seen them on television. I've never really seen it advertised. Was this like a word of mouth thing that happened? And this is not me throwing any shade at the Savannah Bananas. Like, I think what they have accomplished is amazing. And they obviously have an incredible following. I'm just trying to figure out how this happened. I mean, they've never been able to do this in football, and football is the most popular thing in America. They've never been able to have, like, this traveling fake football team go around. I mean, are these, like, former major league players? Are these, like, college baseball players that, like, couldn't make it to the majors, so they decided to sign up and do this Savannah Bananas thing? Like, how did this happen? How did it get so big? How did it get so popular is my question.
I honestly don't know. Now, my guess, and this is a very speculative guess, it's got to be a great event to take your kids to. Because I will credit the Bananas for this, and I've seen a lot of it on social media too. There, whoever is the owner or the promoter, I apologize for not knowing his title. He does a lot of TikToks and things where he tells you that he is very in tune with what fans want from his event. So the games are fast, concession stands, lines move quickly. It's a fun event. There's music. It's basically a party for 2 hours. Your kids get to watch the Globetrotters version of baseball, and then everyone goes home. Like, I think that's the allure, is that it's quick, it's great for kids, and it's, you know, fun, energy, upbeat with, you know, no standing around, no lead time, no dull time. But, I mean, could anyone listening name a singular player on the Bananas? Who do the Bananas play against each week? Like, who's the Washington Generals equivalent? But I think the allure is it's a great event to take your kid to, and then you eject. And I would also tell you, they're smart. There's an appetite for baseball in South Carolina. It's just they never get to see baseball in South Carolina. So it makes sense why you do a one-off, standalone, cool little thing, and everyone shows up.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. Someone says it's popular because it's fun. I mean, no question. This is beyond just popular. Like someone says, this reminds me a lot of And1 back in the day. And1 was not nearly as popular as Savannah Bananas. And you're talking to somebody who grew up during that time, had the And1 mixtapes, went to go see them back when they were at Kemper. They couldn't fill up Arrowhead. Rob, just take a guess. Right now on StubHub, they have two dates. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, next week actually. What do you think is the cheapest ticket to go watch the Bananas play at Kauffman Stadium?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next week. What do you think it is? This is in, to give you a
resale market? I assume they're not selling these.
It's sold out. Yeah, it's sold out. So this is, I'm on StubHub right now. This is section 425, row TT. I mean, you sitting up high. These are not desirable seats. How much do you think they are?
You wouldn't be asking if it's cheap. I'm going to say 102.
167.
Ooh.
160. You know how many real Royals games you could go to for $320 a ticket? I mean, somebody is going to pay this. Like, these tickets will be sold at some point. I'm just, again, this is, I promise you, this is not me hating on the Savannah Bananas at all. I'm not in the market for this. I'm not interested in watching fake baseball. I'm not interested in the fun, goofy baseball. I'll just go watch the real baseball. But there certainly is a market for this, and you should have the option to go out there and do it. I'm just like, real baseball isn't that popular in America. There's not a baseball team right now that could play a game at a football field and get 80,000 people. Nobody. I mean, you could put Yankees, Dodgers. They are not getting 80,000 people to show up to SoFi Stadium to watch them play a baseball game. No chance. The Savannah Bananas are doing this around the country. It's not like they're just doing this in one market. Like they are doing, if you could sell out Kauffman Stadium two times in a row, they could play a game at Arrowhead. The only reason they are not playing a game at Arrowhead is because they are getting the stadium ready for the World Cup, or they would be at Arrowhead. And I'd be talking about, this would be like Chiefs Broncos prices to be able to go to the game. I'm just trying to figure out how one day we just woke up and the Savannah Bananas became the most popular baseball team in America, because that is what has happened right now. They are more popular than the Yankees. They are more popular than the Dodgers. If you're doing these kind of numbers, you are the most popular baseball team in the world.
I think part of it, too, is that they're an event. Like, the Royals play 81 games at home. That's the way it works. The Bananas are playing two nights, and then they're out of town. It's like a traveling sideshow. We talked about when you were at the Derby, how there's sporting games and then there's events. The Bananas have turned a night of baseball into an event. And it's barely baseball. It's, you know, one guy no pitches while on stilts. Like, it's not baseball. But They have turned a singular baseball outing into an event. The same way you're like, oh, my town has that thing. I need to go see it. It's basically the Globetrotters on steroids. The Globetrotters could sell out the Sprint Center. It doesn't mean that KU, Mizzou, and K-State aren't going to do good numbers that same weekend. It's just, it's a spectacle.
Can these guys actually play? Because
I don't think so.
Because we laugh about the Globetrotters, but you remember back in the day, the Globetrotters would play exhibition games against colleges, and they would win those games. Like, the guys that play for the Globetrotters, they used to play D1, guys that couldn't make it to the NBA, and now they got the opportunity to play in front of people. And don't get it twisted. Like, they can really play. Are the guys from the Bananas, are they guys that used to play at North Carolina and guys that played in Nebraska, and they just don't have, you know, the ability to play in the major leagues? And if they wanted to, they could be playing for Northwest Arkansas. They could be playing for Omaha, and they're probably making more money going around the country and playing for the Bananas.
Maybe this is wrong by me, but I think it's like they, instead of taking the Monarchs path, which is what would happen, hey, my days of competitive baseball are done. I'm going to play, associated baseball, Northern League, not affiliated baseball, or I'm going to play for the Bananas and the check is better. That's my guess, is that you had a choice. You want to play unaffiliated baseball and hope you work hard enough to get back into the minors, then rise up? Or do you want to go be the guy that does a backflip in left field to catch a pop fly? I don't think any of them are major league quality players.
Someone on the text line makes a good point. This is like WWE. This is funny because my cousin, you guys know I went to WrestleMania a couple of weeks ago, and my cousin is a diehard big Raiders fan. Big reason why we went. WrestleMania was in the Raiders stadium. And we were there, and I asked him, I was like, hey, which one do you like more? Like, tomorrow, if I told you could no longer watch football and no longer watch wrestling, which one would you pick? And he said, I would never watch football then. I was like, why? I was like, you know, one's real, one's not. I was just curious. And he was like, well, one's year round. He was like, I just love the stories of wrestling. I love the characters. And I was like, I never thought about that. Like, I never thought about it. Like, with this, like, I get it. Baseball games are kind of stale. And I love going to baseball games. But you kind of know the experience that you're going to get when you go to a baseball game. From just looking at the videos and looking at the highlights, I don't know what the Savannah Bananas are. And it looks cool when you're looking at it, like, hey, this is like baseball fun, and they're doing all these cool rules. And it seems like a really enjoyable thing for the people that are going out there. I've seen the videos for this, and I was just really curious. And obviously, you guys are very interested in it. I mean, it's sold out two nights at Kauffman Stadium, and they are doing a world tour right now where they are going around and just having so much success. So really, really cool.
Our question for our listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.